I would like you to introduce yourself and who you are, where you're from, and what is your profession.
I'm Bob Watada, and I'm the father of Lieutenant Aaron Watada, and currently I'm retired.
And you're from what state?
I'm from Honolulu, Hawaii.
What was your opinion of the anti-war movement before your son's involvement?
Well, I was against the Vietnam War, and I certainly was did not feel that there was any justification for the invasion of Iraq.
So what was your reaction, and what did you tell your son when he decided to join the military?
I had told him that, number one, it was his decision to make, but my advice to him was not to go to the military, but yet he felt that he needed to defend our country, and he, as he said, he gave the president the benefit of the doubt that there might be terrorists, and so that's why he joined the military.
Because they were terrorists?
He believed that there might be terrorists in this country and throughout the world.
He also believed in the weapons of mass destruction theory that was advanced by the government?
Well, again, yes, he thought that there might be weapons of mass destruction in Iraq because the president kept saying there was weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
I guess you would, but did you initially support your son when he refused to deploy and put himself at risk by doing so?
Well, initially I had told him it might be best, and I was trying to protect him, I guess, that, you know, he would be suffering many years in prison possibly, and he would be hurting his career and so forth. So it might be best to just go to Iraq and be very quiet about it, but he refused.
What is the status of your son at this point?
At this point in time, he's assigned to I-Corps, which is an administrative unit at Fort Lewis, Washington, and he's in the accounting and budgeting office, and he has a little office, and he goes off and on base every day as if it's a desk job. He's been charged with missing a movement and with four counts of conduct on becoming an officer, which will probably amount to about 6 years in prison.
So your son was indicted and you decided to do a tour. Can you please speak about the purpose of the tour, when you decided to do this tour, and where will the tour take you?
We started the tour in roughly the latter part of July in the Hawaiian Islands. And then after that, we've been throughout the West Coast, the Bay Area, Southern California, the Pacific Northwest. And more recently, we've traveled throughout the various states, starting from Arizona, New Mexico, all the way to Florida, then up north. We're doing this so that we can try to gain public support, to garner public opinion positively for our son, thereby hopefully to mitigate the punishment, mitigate the sentence that he may have. We're also trying to let people know about what is going on in Iraq.
Are you encouraged about what you saw during your tour so far, and are you hopeful about the future for your son?
Well, we're very encouraged by the tour. We have received tremendous support on this tour from many, many people from all walks of life. At this time, we hope it translates into support for our son at the court-martial.
Would you like to add something?
That we are very, very proud of him. And that's why we are on this tour, to build public opinion and to get public support for Aaron's case.
And you fully agree with his position?
Yes, yes, we do agree, and we support him 100%.
Thank you very much, and welcome to New York.
Thank you very much, Fred.